Roy Klein was a highly decorated member of an elite unit in the Golani Brigade, in the IDF, in the Israeli army. He was the son of Holocaust survivors. At one point in the middle of his service, he took a year off to go learn. He had two young sons. And I want to tell you a story about Roy Klein, a war hero. He died in the 2006 Lebanon War. Some Hezbollah terrorists threw a grenade near him and a few of his soldiers, and he jumped on the grenade and saved the lives of his soldiers. Whoa. When medics came to help him, he ordered the medics to go help another soldier. He grabbed his radio and announced that he had been killed. He said Shema. He gave his radio over to another soldier, put him in charge, his special secret encoded radio over to another soldier. He said Shema, and he was Nifter. Mesiras Nefesh, readiness to give up even the ultimate sacrifice, give up one's own life, is something that we find throughout Jewish history. We find Yidden who are ready to do this, these amazing, heroic, selfless acts. Avram Avinu was prepared to give up his own life when he was thrown into the furnace. He stood firm. He said, "No, I am going to stand strong and be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and stand by my beliefs." He was ready to make the ultimate sacrifice, not to save another person, but to stand strong out of loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But more than that, more than being willing and being ready to give up his own life. Do you know what's even harder than that? Can you imagine something harder than being ready to give up your own life? He was ready to sacrifice his son, his only son, the one he had davened for so many years. Why? Out of loyalty, out of commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem tested him, and he passed the test. Hashem tested Avram. This is apparently the ultimate test. It doesn't say before the other Nisyonos, Hashem tested Avram. This, it says, Hashem tested Avram. This is some particularly significant Nisayon, a test. And at the end of the test, he passes. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki ata yadati, now I know. Ki rei Elokim ata, that you are someone who fears me, fears Hashem. V'lo chasachtes minchas yechidecha mimeni. You didn't hold back your one son, your dear beloved son, from me. Now, when I give tests, I don't know what you know, and I need to test you to assess your knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a test. Does he not know? He didn't know before the test that Avram Avinu was fiercely loyal to him, had incredible Yiras Shamayim and Avas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly how much Yiras Shamayim and Avas Hashem he had. Why does he need a test? So in past years, I discussed with you the answer of the Ramban, the explanation of the Ramban, who very famously explains that Nisyonos bring your potential and it actualizes that potential, turns it into something real. That when you actually act on your feelings, act on your Emunah, then it becomes more a part of you. But I want to discuss with you now the pshat of the Rambam. The Rambam has a different explanation here. He says that this Nisayon was not meant to be a test for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find out how much Avram feared him, how much Avram loved him. It was a test to show the world how much Avram feared him, how much Avram loved him. Avram was to be an example for all times to Klal Yisrael. This is what is demanded of a Yid. It is to this extent that a Yid is expected to be committed to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram taught us that we need to be prepared for any sacrifice. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would actually want that. That was the whole Nisayon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never want someone to sacrifice their son. And that was the whole Nisayon. Would he do something that really didn't make sense to him? Like, knew Hashem wouldn't want such a thing. But he was ready to. Since Avram Avinu instilled this midanus in his DNA and was passed down to all of us, we've seen again and again Yidden, so many Yidden, who shared this amazing, Mesiras Nefesh, this amazing commitment to Avodas Hashem. Are we ready to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do we have that commitment? The answer is yes. It is within us. It's there, given to us by Avram Avinu. It's just not something that we necessarily all feel very often. It's something that we so easily recognize. Kachi darka shel Torah. This is the way of the Torah. Pas b'melach tocho. You should, for Torah, you have to be, you eat bread and salt. That's it. Sleep on the floor, eat bread and salt. If you look at the Rishonim on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it's not the only way to acquire Torah is to deprive yourself of all of everything else. It's you have to be prepared for that. You have to be so committed to Torah that even if it came to it, that you would have to survive, to be able to continue learning Torah, you'd have to only eat bread and salt. You would be ready to do that. You would have that level of Mesiras Nefesh, that level of commitment. How many people are ready, so committed to serving Hashem that they would say, yeah, if it came to that, I would do that? I know a lot of people who say, yes, I'm ready to be Moser Nefesh to go to Kolo. As long as Tati's buying me a new car, leasing me the newest model Honda, and as long as he's paying for my Borsellino and a nice apartment, then I'll be Moser Nefesh and learn in Kolo. Yeah. The Darka Shel Torah, the way of Torah, is that it requires us to have that level of commitment. Not that we actually are expected to live that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes good care of us. We're a wealthy of Baruch Hashem, we are a very wealthy group of people, we from Jews. And we could afford the cars and the nice clothing and even while we're learning. But in order to really be someone who's going to acquire Torah, we need to bring out the Mesiras Nefesh that Avram Avinu instilled within us. But let's think about this. Forget about being ready to live on less than exciting food. Forget about completely subsisting on just nothing. Am I ready for that? Am I ready to give up my life? We're about to go into an off Shabbos. No one's going to be taking attendance and bothering you. Are we ready to give up a little bit of sleep for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we ready to get up on time? Oh, but I want to stay in bed. We have a mitzvah to learn every day. It's an off Shabbos. I need to have my full day of nothing going on. Am I ready to give up a few minutes of a day on an off Shabbos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No. I need to just have a day of nothing, of wasting away, wasting my life for 3 days. Are we ready to give up a few minutes a day of my special holy off Shabbos where I'm going to just waste away? A few minutes to learn every day? To do a little kibbut av'im while you have an opportunity? To show your parents that you appreciate what they do for you and now you have time to actually do something back for them? I'm not talking about being Moser Nefesh giving up your life. I'm not talking about being Moser Nefesh giving up your food. I'm talking about a few minutes of sleep, a few minutes of sitting and doing nothing. Can you give up a few minutes here and there for the sake of davening, of learning, of kibbut av'im? If you're not learning, it's not a break. A Jew's neshama needs to be recharged with learning, with davening. If you tell yourself, this is my break, that I'm going to be able to go through an off Shabbos without those things, it's just a mistake. You're going to come back after the off Shabbos feeling worse than you ever did before, than knowing that you wasted away for those few days. I guarantee it. And if you think about it honestly, I think you'll know that I'm saying is true. If you spend the days not at least checking in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your break is going to be worse. You're going to come back not recharged, but you're going to come back feeling down, and it's going to be difficult to push yourself back into the swing of things. I encourage you, I ask of you, please, over Ashabs, give your parents a little nachas that they could see that you didn't go through this man and then you just shut down afterwards. Give them some nachas and show them that you've accomplished, you've grown, and hopefully you'll come back. In fact, recharge, rejuvenated. It's not that much mesiras nefesh to over your off Shabbos, make sure you get up on time and you learn a little bit after Shacharis or a little bit after Marv. That's a small amount of mesiras nefesh compared to what Yidden throughout the ages have done for the sake of Avodas Hashem.